Married at First Sight, the show everyone is talking about, is back tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. One of the participants on the show is Connie, and she joins us on the line now. Morning, Con.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Now, Connie, we were watching the show last night. We had your homestay. Johnny came, well, not to your house because he couldn't stay at your house, but to an Airbnb. We didn't get to see too much into it. How was the whole homestay experiment?
The whole entire homestay was actually quite good. It was just that one bit at the pub with my girlfriend that was really bad. But the rest of it was amazing. We, on my homestay, I took Johnny shark diving.
Oh.
We had some great times at the wineries. It, cooked him dinner and everything. It was a great... Dad came over, had a good time with him. Yeah, it was a really good homestay. It was just the pub experience that was the negative of the whole thing.
Connie, we obviously only see the awkward parts on TV. During all those good moments when you're at the wineries, the shark diving, the things we don't see, are you having normal conversations, or is it in the back of your head that it's a little bit awkward still as well?
Yeah, it was. This week was really awkward. It, like, especially when we were at the winery. It was just because I've hit this point now in the experiment where I'm just flogging a dead horse, especially after what happened to me at the commitment ceremony on Sunday. It's those rose coloured glasses definitely came off, and I was a bit like, oh, all right, why are we still here? We try and make the most of it and have fun because we're here. There's no point in moping around. It's still a bit awkward.
We know the dinner party tonight is supposed to get a little bit heated. There's questions asked about honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Can you foreshadow or give us a little insight? Is tonight the night where you guys are officially done and dusted?
Yeah, it is. Yep. Tonight you will see. Just tonight, so much comes out, especially on his behalf. He really just stops sugarcoating and just really just tells me how it is and how he really feels about me.
Oh, well, look, we love you, Connie. In today,
thank
as
you.
We are, can you say, are you in love with maybe someone else?
I can't say that.
How do you see, when you see on Instagram, I know the experiment was towards the end of last year, you've had, the reunions and stuff like that since, but when you see on Instagram, like I saw over the weekend him partying with like Mikey and all that sort of stuff, does part of you like hate seeing that stuff still, or are the feelings completely gone now?
Yeah, like that absolutely hurts to see, especially because that was the night of my birthday and they were literally, they were 5 minutes away from me and, they all promised that they would come see me and have a drink with me for my birthday. And, they unfortunately couldn't sacrifice 1 hour of their night to celebrate their friend's birthday because they're too busy lapping up the D-grade celebrity life. So, photos like that really like kind of do hurt.
Surely they could just invite you, Connie. It's not that hard to come have a drink. It's not like you're going to cramp their style.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I get it. Like, you're big celebrities now. Like, you've got to go to all these fancy... Like, you got to go to all these fancy events. Like, I totally get it. But it's like, I'm your mate. It's my birthday. Like, can't you just, like, put it aside for, like, 1 hour and just have a, like, drink with me, especially when all five of them promised they would be there. So...
Dog act by them. I reckon just unfollow them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it was the wrong move for me, but I did snap at a couple of them.
No, fair
some
enough.
Of them I expect it. Some of them I totally expect that behaviour from, but a few of them, it really did shock me.
Is it Michael that you'd expect it from?
Mikey, Jonathan and Yvonne totally expected it. It was Steve and David I was actually quite shocked with.
Beer changes everything, does it? Well, you're a Victorian girl yourself. We're based in the Goulburn Valley, just up the road. So why don't you come up here, Connie, when you've got a free weekend, and old Herbie and I will take you out for a night and you can get as much attention as we get you. We'd have fun.
Absolutely. It sounds like a great idea.
Oh. Well, drinks on us. Happy birthday, Connie.
Oh, thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you off air about that. But, Connie, best of luck for tonight. It's going to be a big night for you, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. Thank you for your time.
I should point out, Josiah's single, and he's actually looking for someone. So if you want to move here,
oh, yeah,
things could really work out.
We'll have to replay the experiment, but on the radio, though. Is that all right, Connie?
Yeah, why not?
Good on you, Con. Have a great day.
You too, guys.